This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Revenge of the Tipping Point, Over Stories, Super Spreaders, and the Rise of Social Engineering. Written by Malcolm Gladwell. Read by the author. Revenge of the Tipping Point was produced by Pushkin Industries. A number of the voices you will hear in this production are the voices of the actual people themselves from the interviews I conducted, while others are portrayed by voice actors. Dedication for Edie, Daisy, and Kate. Author's note. 1. 25 years ago, I published my first book. It was entitled The Tipping Point: How Little Things Make a Big Difference. Back then, I had a little apartment in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan, and I would sit at my desk with a glimpse of the Hudson River off in the distance and write in the mornings before I headed to work. Because I had never written a book, I began each day with that mix of self-doubt and euphoria common to every first-time author. The Tipping Point is the biography of an idea, I began, and the idea is very simple. It is that the best way to understand the emergence of fashion trends, the ebb and flow of crime waves, or for that matter, the transformation of unknown books into bestsellers, or the rise of teenage smoking, or the phenomenon of word of mouth, or any number of the other mysterious changes that mark everyday life, is to think of them as epidemics. Ideas and products and messages and behaviors spread just like viruses do. The book was published in the spring of 2000, and the first stop on my book tour was a reading at a small independent bookstore in Los Angeles. Two people came, a stranger and the mother of a friend of mine, but not my friend. I have since forgiven her. I said to myself, well, I guess that's it. But it wasn't. The tipping point grew like the epidemics it described, at first gradually, then all in a rush. By the time the paperback came out, it had entered the zeitgeist. The book spent several years on the New York Times bestseller list. Bill Clinton referred to it as that book everyone has been talking about. The phrase tipping point became part of the vernacular. I used to joke that those words would be written on my tombstone. Do I know why the tipping point touched such a chord? Not really. But if I had to guess, I would say that it was because it was a hopeful book that matched the mood of a hopeful moment. The new millennium had arrived. Crime and social problems were in freefall. The Cold War was over. I offered in my book a recipe for how to promote positive change, as the subtitle suggested, to find a way for little things to make a big difference. 25 years is a long time. Think about how different you are today than you were a quarter century ago. Our opinions change, our tastes change. We care more about some things and less about others. Over the years, I would sometimes look back on what I had written in The Tipping Point and wonder how I ever came to write the things that I did. An entire chapter on Sesame Street and Blue's Clues? Where did that come from? I didn't even have children back then. I moved on to write Blink, Outliers, David and Goliath, Talking to Strangers, and The Bomber Mafia. I started the podcast Revisionist History. I settled down with the woman I love. I had two children and buried my father and took up running again and cut my hair. I sold the Chelsea apartment. I moved out of the city. A friend and I started an audio company called Pushkin Industries. I got a cat and named him Biggie Smalls. You know the feeling of looking at a picture of yourself from long ago? When I do that, I have difficulty recognizing the person in the photograph. And so, I thought it might be interesting to revisit The Tipping Point on the occasion of its 25th birthday, to re-examine what I wrote so long ago through a very different set of eyes. In The Tipping Point 2.0, a writer would return to the scene of his first youthful success. But then, as I immersed myself once again in the world of social epidemics, I realized that I didn't want to return to the same ground I had covered in The Tipping Point. The world seemed too different to my eyes. In The Tipping Point, I introduced a series of principles to help us make sense of the kinds of sudden shifts in behavior and belief that make up our world. I still consider those ideas useful, but now I have different questions, and I find that I still do not understand many things about social epidemics.